We'll get you the rest of the stats here momentarily, but right now, Brent Bolte, the head coach of the BSU Beavers, joining us. Congratulations, Coach. That was a whale of an effort by your team.
It was awesome, Schulte. It was awesome.
Anytime you can start on the road, four plays into a ball game, and you're in the end zone, that's got to be better than you could ever imagine drawing it up, right?
You know, everything was a blur, to be honest with you. The kids came out, and as I said during the week, if we play clean, we play good physical football, we're going to be tough to beat. And, yeah, the offense played awesome that first half and moved it up and down the field.
If you limit a Minnesota State offense, and granted, they had a backup quarterback in there in the second half, but you hold them to 352 yards of offense? That's a whale of a defensive effort. And you spread the tackles around pretty evenly. There was nobody defensively that really stood out on paper anyway tonight.
Yeah, it was a pretty good collective group effort. I think one kid for me that stood out was Joe Woods. He was a backup nose tackle. Just moved over from offense about 2 weeks ago. Joe's going to be dynamite. He's going to be a really good player. So it was fun to see him. I thought the secondary played well. Gunnar Olszewski played extremely well. He's really sick. I didn't even know if he was going to play. So he showed up again. So it was... It was quite the effort on both sides.
How does somebody who's sick make that interception?
I don't know. I just saw the end result. I didn't know if he caught it for sure, but officials gave it to him. So it was, it's just Gunner. He's unbelievable.
Jordy Hine, you can tell even from up here, he's just got the it factor this year, doesn't he?
Yeah, he really got it after the CSP game last year. Jordy's going to try to make plays no matter what the situation is. And right now, the game slowed down so much for him. Our O-line's doing a well of a good job. Our running backs, I mean, there's a lot of talent on the offensive side of the ball.
Tahino Main only carries for 36 yards, three touchdowns. He is the absolute bruiser that you guys have in the backfield, isn't he?
Yeah, he is a big physical kid. And, you know, I thought Genna and him, and we're going to get Mikey Washington more carries in the future. So we got a really nice complimentary in the backfield.
Genna Adams has fantastic feet. You're not able to coach that. You're either born with that or not, correct?
Yeah, you know, the funny thing, I was sitting on the sidelines, and Josh Chismer is just like, yeah, he's like a gerbil on steroids. So I was like, I hadn't heard that one before, but he runs hard. He's got good feet. He's got good vision. He is really playing outstanding.
I have no clue what Craig Bagnell is ever going to call. I've seen every game that you guys have played now since Craig Bagnell's been your offensive coordinator. I cannot imagine being a defensive coach against you with the weapons, with the creativity that he's got, the number of sets that he has. You guys don't have very many pre-snap penalties either. That's a pretty disciplined group for a pretty complex offense.
It is. And the thing is, what they actually do isn't like uber complicated. They just go fast, which going with tempo negates a lot of athleticism because you get kids playing slow. But he's certainly, you know, predictably unpredictable. He's going to pull things out. And, I mean, we even left some points on in the first half. I mean, one row was wide open. Jordy missed him and missed a couple of field goals. Well, one. And then we tried to bomb there at the end. But, yeah, Craig's awesome. He's a phenomenal offensive coordinator.
2-0, knowing the road, the four big road games that you've got. You got the first one out of the way, and obviously going to be happy with that one. But you can't have success down the road without at least a solid performance tonight, and I think you got more than that.
This was an unbelievably good performance for us. It was going to put us on the radar for everybody. I mean, you come down and beat a good Mankato team on the road in front of this big crowd. We're certainly not going to be the team that's going to be slept on anymore. So I thought for everybody on this team, they focused in all week, and we had a great week of prep, and the kids just played their tails off.
Doesn't mean anything if you go out and lay the proverbial egg next week. So
it's not going to happen.
Hope not.
This team is focused more than any team, and they, you know, every time they break it down, it's all about family, and it's an impressive group, and it really starts with just great leadership as the players. We're just kind of guiding the ship, baby, and let's go. So they've done an awesome, awesome job of leaders on this team, and it's not just the seniors. It's all the way down to the freshmen. They've done a really good job.
Congratulations. Enjoy the trip home.
I will. Thank you much.
Brent Bolte, head coach of the BSU Beavers, with us here on the Paul Bonin Communications postgame show tonight. Beavers 45-17 winners tonight.